Humidity is at 76%, and we're all happy here at the point, especially because our good friend Karen Pickard has showed up from over at Oak Leaf Village over in Lexington. And we're happy to see Karen each and every week and looking forward to our positive points on aging. This is a feature we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock where we talk with Karen and Marsha from over at Oak Leaf Village. And they deal with some great, great topics for us. And today, focusing on home safety and what's going on. Before we do anything else, good morning.
Good morning.
How
good
are you?
To be here. I'm fine. Kind of enjoying the cold weather for a change.
I'm always a fan of the changing seasons. It's one of the things that attracts me to living here. The thing that makes it so nice is we get this little patch here and there out of the way, and then while the next 2 months are still nasty as can be up north, we get back to 70 degrees, and you know
it's going to be 60 on Wednesday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
who's complaining?
Yeah. And again,
except for I agree. I wish we did get snow instead of ice.
Yeah. If we're gonna get the wintry mix, I'd like the kids to at least be able to go out and make a snowman, make a snow angel, have a snowball fight, that kind of stuff.
It is sad to hear that you had to go play on the trash cans to get ice.
I did.
That was very sad.
That's who I am, though. It's like I'm the juvenile that'll look for anything he can to make ice frozen on top of our garbage cans at the radio station into a toy.
Hey, why not? So, go for it.
Yeah. And then I went to one of the radio station vans, and their windows were all frozen, and I started writing notes on the van
in
the ice on the window. So, yeah, I'm
just going to appreciate you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Well, but you know what? That kind of leads into what I want to talk about, which is home safety, because, you know, ice is a nasty thing when it comes to seniors. So let's just jump right in here. And one of the things that I want to talk about is now that the holidays are over, everybody has gone home and seen how mom and dad are living. And all of a sudden you realize that maybe that walker and wheelchair do not fit in the bathrooms like they should.
Yeah.
I am a person who lives in a house that if you were to look up the definition for mid-century modern, my house would be there. It is a ranch. You cannot get two people in the hallway at the same time.
Oh.
And lovely, really probably the worst design ever thought of by anybody, and I apologize if you have one and like it. It's a sunken living room because now Brian's over there laughing at me. You got one in your house, Brian? Okay. They're wonderful when you're young, and it was great when my kids were babies and I could put them in the sunken living room and they couldn't crawl out. But now as a 65-year-old with knee and hip problems, there are days I get up off the sofa and think, okay, now how am I going to get out of here?
Right.
It's just a really bad design for old people.
Well, and you don't think about stuff like that at all when you're doing the house. You think about, oh, that's in vogue right now, the sunken living room and this and that. And very few people build a house or buy a house in their 30s, 40s, 50s with the thought process of what happens in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Correct. Now, everybody, you'll hear people say, oh, well, I have to have a bedroom on the down floor so that I don't have to go up steps because of blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that they're just bad designs, these ranch houses that were built back then. I was thinking about it when I was doing this. The guest bathroom, you could not get a walker in there. It's so small. And even when we remodeled our master bathroom, I'm thinking, I don't know that a wheelchair would go through those doors.
Yeah.
It is just not handicap accessible. So what do? You have to go through mom and dad's house and think, okay, what can I do to make it more livable for them? You may have to make the doorways just a little bit larger. You cannot necessarily enlarge the hallways, but if you can at least make the doors bigger, that will help.
Yeah.
Things like changing out doorknobs. You know, think about it. If you have arthritis, round doorknobs are very difficult to use, and they make doorknobs that are user-friendly. So there's certain things you have to think of in that way. But then there's the things that people don't think about, and these are 8 rules to follow if you want a healthy home. You got to keep it dry. Everybody knows the thing about mold in your house, and right now is a prime example because it's wet outside. Even after all the wind we had, after all the rain we had and ice and everything, the ground is still wet. Is their basement wet? Mm. Is it causing mold in the house?
Right.
You know, and you don't see it.
By the way, I was going to say, that's the worst thing is that you don't usually know there's mold until it's too late.
Until way too late.
And that could be doing a lot of harm. I mean, it's basically poisonous, and it could be doing a ton of harm to people without them even realizing they're being poisoned.
Exactly. You know, oftentimes people who have lung issues don't realize that their lung issues are being caused by the mold in their home.
Right.
And that's a scary thing
you
to
betcha.
Think about. So you really have to make sure that you keep your home dry, and that there's a moisture vapor and all that barrier in your house to keep it from being wet. And it's a humid area in South Carolina, so it's just an ongoing problem.
You betcha.
Make sure their house is clean. When you were home with mom and dad, was it clean? You know, they don't see as well. Oftentimes, they don't want the lights on because it's hard to see when the lights are bright. So you have to look in the corners. Check the kitchen counters. Make sure we have granite that hides everything. And if you don't run your hand over it, you may not realize that there's dirt on the countertops.
Right, right.
So make sure that their house is clean. And you might want to offer to get them a cleaning service. You can certainly, that's a great Christmas present or birthday gift.
Yeah, if you present that right, that is not looked upon as you trying to take away my independence. That's looked upon as a gift, and it can be a wonderful gift if you go that route.
Yeah, if my kids are listening, I would love that service for my Christmas or birthday present.
Yeah, exactly.
And there are things that you need to think about cleaning that you don't think. You need to think about your blinds. Do you dust your blinds and clean them every month at least? Because they collect dirt. If you keep your windows open, you're going to get dust and grime in your house. And a lot of people like to keep their windows open, which is great. Everybody needs fresh air in their house, but you need to watch out for that. Make sure the sheets and the blankets are changed and washed on a regular basis. We all think about the sheets, but do you think about your comforters and your blankets? And what about the mattress pads and the mattress covers? Do you wash those?
Right.
They get nasty. And you don't think about it, but you really need to do it. And those are the kinds of things that you need to look behind your elderly adult person and see what they're doing.
Sure.
Vacuum cleaners. I spent yesterday cleaning vacuum cleaners in my vacuum. And that's something you need to replace all the time because it just keeps collecting dirt. If you don't think about it, you need to check
some of the filters, you mean, and all that? And
Yeah.
If you don't. And again, everything that Karen is talking about here, you need to remind yourself of what that can be doing to breathing quality, air quality, and let's face it, air quality is essential with our seniors. It's really because stamina is not what it was as it is. The last thing you need to be doing is impacting stamina by too much dust in the air or causing lung capacity to not be at full strength.
Well, a lot of folks have COPD, lung issues.
Yeah, emphysema, all that.
Yeah, it's a problem. So you have to think about those things. I got a new vacuum not long ago, and I didn't realize it had a filter, a HEPA filter in it somewhere that I had not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened it, I kind of went, oh, I think I need a new one. This one's not cleanable.
Right.
You know, all those little things you have to do. And now with COVID, we have to be very much aware of our lungs and respiratory issues that are going on. Make sure the doorknobs, as I was just talking about, but make sure they're clean.
Right.
Food containers. Did you go through mom's refrigerator? Go through a freezer and see what's in there. Because I know when my mother passed away, boy, there was all kinds of little packages stuck in there for years and years back.
Right.
It probably would have killed her if she'd ever eaten any of it.
Exactly, yeah.
So those are the things you got to think about. And always declutter, because that's a trip hazard. And if you live in a small house like mine, tripping is very easy. So you need to get rid of all the clutter that's there.
I think people need to realize that a lot of things that we take for granted as no big deal.
Right.
I mean, and that's something. I mean, I'm at my mom's place last night. We went out to dinner. I brought her home. I carried in her leftovers because she uses a walker.
Right.
So I carried in her leftovers, put in the fridge. Well, middle of the floor, we get home and it's about 7:45, almost 8 o'clock at night. It's dark outside. And so in the house, there's only one little light on that we had left on. That's fine. There's cat toys in the middle of the floor, all over the floor.
What a nice trip hazard that is.
Exactly. And I said, Mom, I was like, you can't leave these toys here because you're setting yourself up to take a tumble.
Yep.
And she goes, well, I didn't put them there. The cat did. And I'm like, nice try. That's like the dog ate my homework. It doesn't work. Let's get you the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with Karen from Oakleaf Village, our positive points on aging. Stay with us.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are under pressure. Interest rates have moved higher. Oil prices are rising because of geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Chief executives of major airlines are warning of an impending catastrophic aviation crisis if AT&T and Verizon roll out their new 5G service this week. The airlines want another delay and warn the new service could result in interference on plane instruments. Kelley Blue Book says the top-selling vehicle last year was the Ford F-150, followed by the Ram 1500, the Chevy Silverado, Toyota RAV4, and Honda CR-V. A Tesla made the top 20 list for the first time. The Model Y SUV came in at number 17. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for investment opportunities, and Impeller is the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects seeking capital on the island. Impeller takes the guesswork out of investing in Puerto Rico, surfacing the insights you need to make informed decisions and empower your investment portfolio. Visit investpr.org/impeller and set up your account today to see what the island has to offer. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Powered by Invest Puerto Rico.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at BartFireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
Here are your Sonic Patty Melts. Enjoy your Sonic.
Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texan toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Texas toast.
The Patty Melt is back. Enjoy 100% pure seasoned beef, melty American cheese, grilled onions, and thick Texas toast. The Sonic Patty Melt, $3.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Try one half price in the app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Hi, this is Marcia Klayman.
And I'm Karen Pickard. We're your hosts for The Positive Point on Aging.
We'll talk about aging gracefully and senior care every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9 o'clock a.m.
Join us right here on The Point for The Positive Point on Aging.
Brought to you by Oakley Village of Lexington.
Hey Taylor, the new year's here.
And the calendar is filling up fast.
The Southeastern Wildlife Expo comes to Charleston in February.
If you like fine art, good food, and dogs, this one's for you. Then the Bassmaster Classic is here the first weekend in March.
55 anglers will fish on Lake Hartwell, while the Classic Expo and weigh-ins will be in Greenville.
The Pomona Sportsman's Classic at the end of March and the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds in April are also events you do not want to miss.
That's a start, but there's more. So tune in to Woods and Water South Carolina every Saturday afternoon here on our home in the Midlands, 100.7 The Point.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Garnish Ferry at Woodhill Circle and Garnish Ferry at Rosewood with collisions now. We have Garnish Ferry at Woodhill Circle, Cedar Road at US 1 and Colonial Jane Road. Two wrecks at Lee at Ashley Crest and Bush River at Berry Hill with a wreck. Broader at Geology Lane with a wreck and a stall motorist at Long's Pond at I-20 slowing things down. Boyd Ellie's Party Store, phone 738-BEER. Beer, Wines, and Liquors, Boyd Ellie's Party Store, Forest Drive behind Zesto's, phone 738-BEER. We'll do it this afternoon. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio,
it's Kevin Cohen.
It's Kevin Cohen along with Brian Leonard and Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. That is where we are proud to be sponsored by as the Positive Points on Aging. The friends at Oak Leaf Village do a great job over there, and they are kind supporters of us here for the Positive Points on Aging, something we do each and every week where we bring in Karen and Marsha, and they present us with some really good information on our seniors and on caregiving and on caregivers and all of that. So we want to get back into that. You were in the middle of giving us a list of eight.
A list of eight, yeah. Healthy things for your house. But I want to jump back into what you were talking about, your mom and walking into the house at night and it being a little dark because there was only one light on. You should really consider motion-sensitive lights if you have an elderly person so that when they walk down the hall or come in at night and it's dark and the lights just aren't good and there's shadows, that the lights come on automatically so they don't have to worry about it. I don't have, again, this mid-modern century house that was built in the 60s.
Sure.
Doesn't have light switches in convenient places. And sometimes in that lovely sunken living room I was talking about, you have to go find a lamp to turn on.
Right.
So you can break your neck stepping down the step
you
if
betcha.
You're not paying attention.
Absolutely.
So the motion-sensing lights are really very nice, even if it is just the little plug-in ones that you have so that you can see somewhere.
Yeah.
And,
I agree.
You know, you were saying that you had them in your house, and I think that's a great idea. People should consider doing that.
And they don't have to light up a whole room. They just have to light a path to a light
that's
switch.
Right. And I did not know this, but I was at Lowe's not long ago. You can just buy light bulbs now that are motion-sensitive
really?
Light bulbs. Yes,
yeah,
so like for the outside you
wow.
have them. You
yeah.
can just put a light in, and it's got a motion sensor in it.
Didn't know that.
It's obviously new to me, too.
Yeah.
I had just seen it, and my
yeah.
husband and I were laughing about it. But you could put those in your house.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of technology now that does help everybody.
Agreed. Yeah, and I did not know that exists, but
yeah.
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Nothing really surprised
nothing
me on the technology front.
Nothing surprises
you
anymore,
yeah.
does it?
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing. I mean, we can't be afraid to embrace things like that in terms of technology. We
right.
could be, you know, we're all a little intimidated now. I've got my kids helping me with my phone all the time now.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so.
You make me feel
you know,
better.
Yeah, we've all gotten to that point, or we'll get to that point where we just have to accept. I mean, I go over and I fix
yes.
my mom's remote control.
Right,
but
exactly.
For me, I've handed the phone over to Hayden and Jacob before and said, what does this mean?
What,
you know, what is this icon?
Why is it doing why is this? It,
exactly. Can you make it so it doesn't do this or it does do that? And
they shake their heads.
It's generational.
Yep.
It's almost like we've done it with our parents with different things. You
yep.
know, I joke about my mom. She's never been comfortable, not one time, going to an ATM machine.
Yep.
And you know, just different things intimidate different people.
Yeah.
So whatever the case, but yeah, use technology to modernize without intimidating.
Right, and not scaring them. A lot of people use, and pardon the expression, but they use the nanny cams in their parents' house. But I find that very invasive. But
yeah.
you can do simple things to watch out for them and to be aware of what's going on for them. Another thing you need to do is, it goes kind of back to the mold and the keeping things dry, but keep the house ventilated well. One thing that everybody really likes, most everybody, are the scented candles and the air fresheners, but those aren't necessarily good for your lungs. And too much of a good thing, too many smells and things like that, you have to be very careful with. Keep the house well ventilated. Make sure there's no carbon monoxide going on in the house. We have the sensors again for that.
Exactly. Just like a smoke detector, they
right.
now have the smoke detectors can detect carbon monoxide just as much.
I've got a gas stove. Now, granted, it's a new gas stove, so it doesn't leak. But I remember in the old days when gas was a problem in a house,
yeah.
if you had a gas stove and the pilot light got turned off. So
mm-hmm.
you have to think about things like that. How old are the appliances in their house? Do they need to be updated so that they don't have issues like that anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound ever when we do these segments condescending toward anyone
no.
because this is not what we're trying to accomplish. But I will say this. We've talked about this a number of times, how the kids become the parents
right.
Later on. Well, it's almost like, and again, don't take this as insulting, you're baby-proofing the house again, just like you did for, you know, when we had Hayden and Jacob, we
yep.
had to baby-proof the house, put things in all the outlets so the kids couldn't put stuff into the outlets,
right.
you know, lock the cabinets so that you had to know how to open the baby-proofing in order to get into cabinets where you kept chemicals and things like
right.
that. Well, there's other things, and I don't mean it to sound, like I say, condescending or like you're taking away someone's dignity with someone who is a senior, but you need to, in essence, just safe-proof the house.
You need to think for them as well. I mean, honestly, when I was doing this, I can understand doorways being too small for wheelchairs. That's an obvious.
Right.
But there are things that I didn't think about, the motion-sensitive lights in the house. I learn something every time I do this. It is not condescending by any stretch of the imagination, because we don't all think about everything.
Right.
We can't cover all the bases.
No. We learn as we go along.
Right. If you're in pest control, now you think about pests. And pests are a problem for older people, because if you do have, let's say you have a garbage disposal that they don't use all the time, but food collects in it, roaches love those places.
Sure.
They're wet. Sure. They're warm. So if you don't watch out for pests, mice that come in the house, it's cold outside, they're going to try to get in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know years ago, before I got my cat, I had a mouse problem in my laundry room. I found that there was a hole in the floor. They had gotten in under the house, and we had to have an exterminator come and take care of the mice, and we haven't had a problem. We did get cats after that, but we really have not had a problem since. But I never thought that the mouse would be in my house. It never occurred to me.
No.
And it doesn't occur to your parents either.
Nope.
So you have to think about things like that. Make sure that the products that your loved one is using to clean the house are safe. Some of us are old school. I grew up as a child. My mother used ammonia.
I knew you were going to go there, yeah.
Ammonia is not really a great product to have around your house.
No, especially for ventilation issues that we talked about, yeah.
And then the other great product is bleach.
Bleach.
You put ammonia and bleach together, you got a big hole.
You got Homeland Security showing up.
That's right. You're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many people, older people particularly, keep those products in their laundry rooms.
Yeah, right next to each other. Right next to each other. Yeah. Not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. And they make so many safer products. There are organic products out there that smell good, that clean just as well. If nothing else, go back to the vinegar. You know, it doesn't smell great, but vinegar is a great cleaner. It's a great disinfectant, and it does not cause the problems that ammonia and bleach cause.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are things that, that's just an old habit. Well, I don't need to use anything else. I've used it all my life. Why do I have to change over to these fancy products that cost more money?
Right.
Vinegar doesn't cost more money, so think about something like that. Or lemon juice. Lemon juice is a great cleaner as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those things cause problems to your lungs, too, if you don't think about the contaminant
and
how they'll affect you.
Yeah.
Make sure the thermostats work and are computerized in your loved one's house, particularly over this past weekend and this coming weekend. You need to make sure that they are staying warm and safe, where you can keep your heating and air at 68. They need to be higher than that, because their body temperatures are lower and they're going to get cold.
Well, and another thing about that's a benefit of those is those are things you can log into remotely.
Right.
You can literally look on your phone without mom or dad even knowing you're checking up on them
and
making sure that the thermostat is properly set. And you can adjust it from your phone if necessary, or if they can't figure out how to do it, you don't have to drive over there.
Right.
You can literally go on your phone and you can adjust it from the smartphone.
That's right. Yeah. And that's very important for seniors, because, you know, the other thing is my furnace went out for a couple of hours. It froze up on Sunday.
Did it.
So you need somebody to be able to check that. You need to have the control in your hands,
yeah,
and they
sure.
take care of them that way.
For sure. No, that's, again, there are things where you should be using technology to your benefit without robbing your loved ones of their dignity.
Absolutely.
And that's another way of doing so.
That's true. And it's not condescending. Again, I learn a lot of things when I was doing this little article, and I
sure.
do every Tuesday when we start digging for information. We all learn something.
Yeah. Well, it's just important to remember that. Just keep it in mind. Again, ultimately, your goal is well-intentioned. You're just trying to take care of someone you love, and you're not trying to take away their dignity. Just provide them a safe environment. That's all. So how can people find out more if they want to learn more from Karen and from Marcia and from everybody at Oakleaf Village?
OakleafVillageLexington.com or 803-808-3477.
All right. Do feel comfortable calling Karen if
Please.
You have questions. If you're not sure, if you have any information you need when it comes to senior care, and certainly if you have questions about Oakleaf Village, she can help answer for them in Lexington. In the meantime, that's going to wrap it. Don't forget this afternoon, medicinal marijuana, our topic for the afternoon drive with Senator Tom Davis. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Stay safe. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some people still digging in.